And welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello. This is episode number 370 of Worldwide Wonderful Women, and it's entitled, How Do You Get Through Suffering? Suffering takes on many forms in each person's life. The onslaught of agony, affliction, distress, intense pain, trauma, and sorrow is a part of the human experience since the fall of Adam and the entrance of sin into the world. As Christians, we're not exempt from suffering. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are united even further with him through the experience of suffering. The epistle of 1 Peter explains that. The book of Hebrews declares that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Chapter 5, verse 8, and in chapter 2, verse 10, it says that he was perfected through suffering. Well, the same is true for us. You may be one who has not experienced much suffering in your life, yet at some point, it confronts each of us, whether within or outside of our families, whether at home or abroad. Suffering takes on many forms and can affect us physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Any effort on our part to explain clearly why we or someone else may be suffering is futile. Like Job's friends who tried to explain his experience, we will only frustrate one another, be condemned by our conclusions, and annoy God by sliding him to the side as we take over. Well, Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 states, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of his law." So there are going to be times when unanswered questions are going to remain when we suffer, because we don't know the secret things of God. God did not give an explanation to Job or to his friends regarding what was taking place between him and Satan. There will be many times when we will not be able to comprehend what God is doing with our finite minds. Then the question may arise, how do you get through suffering since none of us can avoid it altogether? There are three things I believe we cannot neglect to do if we are to get through our suffering. All three begin with the letter P so that you can remember them. The first is to pray. During times of suffering, we may not want to connect with the one we feel allowed such pain to enter our lives. We know he is sovereign and nothing can touch us apart from his allowance. Yet, neglecting to pray is the biggest mistake anyone can make. This is the most important step to take for, number one, it quiets our hearts before the one who truly loves us. In times of suffering, we need to be reassured of this. It shuts everything else out as we draw near to our Father so we can hear his voice above all else, worship him, and receive assurance of his presence and to know his will in the present situation. Number two, it connects us with the source of life and the solution for all things that we desire and need when we are facing trials. Number three, it displays humility on our part, for we're seeking the only one who can give us guidance and direction through the pain. Number four, it is the designated weapon that God has given us to destroy yokes of bondage and set us free from the temptation and traps of Satan. Number five, it is the privilege that God has given us to boldly come before our King on his throne to make our request known, knowing no one has more authority than he. And then number six, it is the vehicle by which we receive power, might, hope, faith, and wisdom to overcome that which is trying to defeat us. And then number seven, it is the means by which we express thanks and gratitude for deliverance even before we see it, because we're praying in Jesus' name, who has declared that we are secure because he has already given us victory over all things. Therefore, we can count it done. The Psalms encourage us to keep on praying even when we're angry with God, not assured of his intentions or his presence, when we doubt his care, his provision, his protection, and his love in any situation. The Psalms let us know that we can express genuinely how we feel without fear of punishment from our Father. God will hear the prayers of those who cry out for help and comfort, especially when they're brokenhearted. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast in all your care upon him, for he cares for you." So the first thing is to pray. The second is to proclaim. The scripture contains a multitude of God's promises that, when combined with our faith, can move mountains when all appears to be shattered. Faith must always be placed correctly in God and no one or nothing else. It takes faith to trust and to have confidence that God is who he says he is and that he will do what he says he will do. Now, when this faith is operating in us, we're able to proclaim him and proclaim his promises as we ought. Faith is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. And number one, it is given as a shield against doubts, fears, and spiritual attacks. These are the internal things that can prolong our suffering or cause us to be defeated by them. Number two, it is to protect us from the fiery darts of Satan. Satan will try to cause us not to trust God and his promises, to doubt his love and protection for us also. He'll try to force us to accept his lies over God's truth. He will batter us with negativity so that we'll not take positive steps of faith. Number three, it is why we can proclaim the truth of what God says over us, our family members, life situations, and any forces that are seen and unseen in this world. The shield of faith is a gift from God to powerfully bring his kingdom purposes into our lives and others here on the earth. Number four, it is the means of protecting and guarding our hearts from giving up, collapsing, claiming defeat, or losing desire to continue one more day. Number five, it is lifted up to signify that we're dependent upon God to fight our battles, rescue us, and deliver us in our present situation. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14 states, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And then number six, it is the only way to defeat mental anguish, sleepless nights, anxiety, stress, and fretting. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is so powerful when coupled with faith that it will provide peace, calmness, hope, confidence, positive expectancy, love, and joy. It is the only way to believe for what you do want versus what you don't want, and to be able to proclaim that. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So the second thing is to proclaim. The third is to plow through. Now, when I say plow through, I'm not talking about our trying to fix things, fix people, fix the situation, or fix our lives in our own strength. To get through suffering where we come out on the other side whole, it is going to take the hand of God, His strength, operating through us. So what is it about His divine strength? Well, number one, it is the only way to come out on the other side, having gained spiritual insight and growth to achieve more for His kingdom purposes. Number two, it's the only way to glorify Him and not ourselves, for we will have to acknowledge that He only is the one who brought you through and took your mess and made a message out of it. His strength will be the light that shines through each one of us. And then number three, it is the only way to bear witness of who He is, so that those who do not know Him will see His strength operating in and through us, and they too will desire to know Him. And then number four, it is the only way that you will be able to get off the couch and take one step at a time, one day at a time, one week at a time, and one year at a time. And number five, it can be a means of drawing closer to God and having a higher level of intimacy, knowing that He is trustworthy and full of mercy and grace. And then number six, it'll help us to persevere and develop Christ-like character in a way otherwise we could not have this accomplished in our lives. And then seven, it will help us to keep looking up, knowing that this place is not our home, and our Savior will truly come back to receive us to Himself. Now, some scriptures to keep in mind about plowing through. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." And then Psalms 46, verse 10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And then Psalm 16, verse 8, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." And then Isaiah 46, verses 4 to 5, "Even when you're old, I'll take care of you. Even when your hair turns gray, I'll support you. I made you and will continue to care for you." So how do we get through suffering? You pray, proclaim, and plow through. You pray, proclaim, and plow through with the assistance and guidance of His Holy Spirit abiding in you. Now, if you'll do at least these three things, you will see a difference when suffering comes upon you. Now, there's so much more that can be said about suffering, but I hope this helps you in some way. Don't forget to join us next month and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.